kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I guess we just weren't prepared for the change at that time, no? Muntik pa nga kaming umuwi. Because sabi namin, we'll just continue studying sa Philippines, ganyan, ganyan.
Kwento ng pakikipagsapalaran, hamon at tagumpay. Ito ang Pinoy's in Australia.
Sa episode na ito ng Pinoy's in Australia, kasama natin ang isang Pinoy na ibinabahagi ang talento sa pag-awit sa pamamagitan ng pagiging choir sa Filipino Mass. At kung may pagkakataon ako, nagtatanghal din bilang front act sa mga concerts, siging gigs ng OPM artists dito sa Australia. Kasama din sa studio ang bahagi ng choir na nabanggit natin na Kiko Choir o the Filipino Choir of St. Francis at dating pangulo din ng choir na ito, ano? Si Nino De Omano. Magandang araw sa iyo, Nino.
Magandang araw, TJ. Thanks for having me here.
Nako, Ninyo, bago natin puntahan, nabanggit ko na kanina yung konting na ikaw ay bahagi ng choir at also nagsisinging, may mga singing gigs din on the side, ano? Pero unpuntahan natin muna yung pag-migrate mo dito sa Australia, gaya ng ibang mga kababayan na nag-migrate dito. Ikaw ba kailan kang napunta sa Australia or bago Australia, may ibang bansa pa ba?
From Philippines, nagpunta kami ng family to New Zealand. So I lived in New Zealand since 2005. So from there naman, so Auckland. So I lived there for 12 years. From there, dumipat na ako dito sa Melbourne because nauna yung family ko dito. So settle down sila sa Melbourne. Mm-hmm. My parents, my sisters, and so I followed suit 2005. So and I've lived there ever since.
2005. Pero ilan taong ka nung nag-move ka sa New Zealand?
Straight after high school sa atin dati. So yeah, showing my age, no? Late, early 90s. 93, nag-graduate ako sa Pilipinas.
And that's then, around 16 years old?
Yes, 17. So I just 17. Turned 17 there. Mm-hmm. Then, and at that time, apat na taon pa lang ang high school sa Pilipinas, no?
Yeah, that's correct. Wala pa ang K-12.
Wala pa. So, pero in New Zealand, they had an extra year in high school, 5 years sila high school. So when I arrived there, nag-enroll muna ng last remaining month sa fifth year high school nila doon before nag-university. So the year after that, then I went to university to study economics. Four-year course then doon and worked straight after.
Yung New Zealand tapos napadpad ka sa Australia, pero puntahan ko muna yung life doon sa migrant sa New Zealand kasi for sure yung mga parents mo ba yung skilled noon na nagpunta sa New Zealand,
yeah,
tama ba?
We were fortunate enough to my dad managed to get us permanent residence na kaagad, the whole family. So while they were working, me and my sisters were studying and So it was early 90s, ibang-iba pang ang panahon back then in terms of the Kiwi life. Very tahimik. Naalala ko yung mga makakasalubong namin mga Kiwis. Bumabati pa sila ng good morning, good afternoon, ganyan talaga, parang, you know, magagalang silang lahat. And I was like, wow, this is nice. So, na-shock kami noon kasi we went there May, height of winter. Kala ko a jacket is enough.
Di pala.
It's too much. So that was the first shock na naramdaman namin when we arrived.
Nabanggit mo yung shock, culture shock na yan. Yan ang isa, parang lahat ng mga migrants laging may ganong karanasan. Pero ano yung mga adjustment mo during that time at lalo na yung challenges? Siyempre, teenager ka, tapos bagong bansa.
I think there was a lot of shock nga. No, gamitin na natin yung word na yun because straight after high school, syempre lahat ng friends were back home in the Philippines. And I guess we just weren't prepared for the change at that time, no? Muntik pa nga kaming umuwi. because sabi namin, oh, you know, we'll just continue studying sa Philippines, ganyan, ganyan. And then my father said to us, look, give it a chance. Maybe give it another month. See how you go with the school and everything. Kasi nga, kagagraduate ko lang ng high school. So parang gusto ko na kagad makisabay ako sa batchmates ko na college na dapat ako ngayon, right? Mag-school year. So I had those excuses in my head. And so we listened to him and we gave it a chance and we met new friends in school. And I guess we eventually thought, na, hey, this isn't too bad. This is actually quite cool. And put it this way, we probably got distracted enough to say, hey, we're actually having fun. So we got used to it after siguro. It took us a couple of months. We settled down, I guess, and we found a new place to stay in, to live in. And I guess started life anew. And New Zealand is very conducive for young people and students and the elderly as well, as I always say.
Mm-hmm.
So hindi na nasanay na kami even before the year was finished. And before I knew it, I graduate ulit ng high school after 6 months, and university na the following year. So, you know, I caught up with them. But you know what helped as well, now that I'm thinking about it, is I resorted to letter writing. So I was actually communicating, kasi back then wala pa tayo
social media.
So snail mail. It actually got me through because I was looking forward to receiving sumasagot naman yung mga old friends ko and everyone. And yeah, for a while, I think that kept me afloat. So that was very important to me back then. I think I still have copies of those letters somewhere. And but I remember that kept me going.
Ang laking bagay pala talaga ng may ganun yung support system mo during that time.
Yung constant communication by yung touching base with everybody you used to know.
So, yeah. Homesickness kasi yan, di ba? Parang lahat ng migrante ganyan yung nararanasan sa unang taon o minsan mahaba pa.
Sa una.
Pero ang mas na-interesado ko, dahil ikaw ay lumipat naman dito sa Australia, parang panibago na naman. Ganun di ba uli yung naramdaman mo?
Well, ako yung naiwan sa New Zealand kasi I was already working by this point, no, mga 2000 and early 2000. And I thought, okay, I'm happy now with New Zealand and everything. Although I've been visiting Melbourne quite a number of times and to see what life is over here. And you na-notice ko naman na very similar yung lifestyle. But because I decided na, okay, I can't really be that far away from family and everything, and I've noticed the difference in terms of the opportunities that were available here in Australia. Then I made the decision to say, okay, let's uproot ourselves again, or myself again, and then move here. And this time around, hindi masyadong ganun ka drastic yung change for me. Kasi nga, similar lifestyle na, and maybe I was a bit older and wiser. I welcomed it. The difficult part was trying to, because I decided to do that without a job waiting for me here. So I quit my job over there, and when I came here, so it was a numbers game. So I had to relearn all of those skills again. And so Awan and Jos, eventually I managed to find one that was suitable, and I never looked back since, and I consider this very much home.
Dito,
kahit Kiwi pa ako by nationality, that this is home now. So
parang mas mahaba na kung tutuusin.
Yeah, it is actually.
No?
Yeah.
Pero madaming Pinoy actually na galing sa New Zealand tapos dito na ninirahan na Kiwi din ang nationality.
Yes.
Ano? At nag-oportunidad, maaaring pamilya, iba't iba yung dahilan. Ano? At isa ka doon, nabanggit mo yung pamilya nandito kaya
yes.
ka napunta din ano, dito sa Australia.
Yes.
Isang bagay sa napansin ko dahil dalawang beses ka nag-move. Ano?
Mm.
At bata ka pa nung nag-move, may mga nawala bang kultura o pagkaing Pinoy na o minsan yung language ba may mga ganun kasi bata pa lang nag-migrate parang nawawala nagiging
yes.
nawawala na yung kultura na yon.
I think sa akin I was old enough to retain the language kasi 16 na ako nung 16 to 17 na ako umalis na Pilipinas. So I can still speak fluently in Tagalog and I didn't also pick up the accent of New Zealand kasi iba yung accent din nila doon. So In that regard, I was fortunate enough to, I'm fortunate enough to retain that the culture
and food.
And the food, you know, I can still, you know, when I cook, it's mainly Filipino food as well at home. And so for me, I feel like I haven't lost much, except for the nationality.
Yes. At isa sa mga hindi, isa sa legit na Pinoy ka, ay magaling ka kasing kumanta. yan ang isa sa mga stereotype ng mga Pinoy na magaling daw kumanta. Parang isa ako sa mga hindi ata part nun. Pero parang sinasabi dyan na madami. At isa ka doon sa alam natin na bahagi ka ng isang choir. At ikaw ay gumagawa ng mga singing gigs. Puntahan ko, ikaw ba nung bata pa lang talagang kumakanta ka na?
Tinuruan ako ni inay ng bata pa ako. Siguro as early as 5 years old, because I remember singing in public very nervously at 6. Pero yeah, she was my very first music teacher, and you know, she taught me songs from the 70s. I guess I've always known how to sing. So yeah, and in grade school back in the Philippines, nag-choir na ako nung grade 4. Back then, because hindi pa nag-develop yung Adam's apple ko, soprano ako sa choir. So it was just a natural thing for me to do kasi nga hilig naman ng parents ko music. So it was something that we shared as growing up, and I did dabbled a little bit on playing the piano, and so did my sisters. And then high school, nag-continue yung tradition ng choir, being a choir member. So another 4 years of being in choir. So it's always been part of me growing up. Pero nung sa New Zealand na, hindi ako nag-choir doon actually, from memory. I just, there was a time that I did join a band. So naging rock and roll or, you know, OPM, mga OPM music nung 90s. Mm-hmm. So kasikata niya nung Eraserheads. Kung kaalis ko lang, hindi ko na sila nabutan sa Pilipinas eh. Kaalis ko lang, bigla silang sumikat sa Pilipinas, 93. Mid of 93. And then, so I learned their music through their CDs back then. You know, sa mga nakakaalala na ko ng compact discs, CDs. So, yun yung band days ko. So, mga mid to late 90s. And then, yun nga, from there to New Zealand naman, doon ako nakasali uli ng choir through the church through a family friend who invited us, na meron daw kasing Filipino mass where we live in the north. Sabi namin, oh, sige. And my wife Lori, she plays the piano really well too. So when she joined me here from New Zealand then, and we both joined the choir. So siya yung nagpa-piano for the choir, and then nakikitenor na ako. So that's how we got introduced to being in a choir here in Melbourne.
Oo, nabanggit mo na may choir, nagka-choir ka na pala sa Pilipinas nung bata. Kaya lang natigil sa New Zealand. Ano?
Yeah.
So matagal yung gap nun, ika nga.
12 years.
Yeah. Nung pagbalik mo tapos Filipino Mass ulit. Siyempre, alam natin na bihira yung Filipino Mass, lalo na siguro nung panahon na yun. Na may mga ilan lugar na church na meron, pero may marami ding wala. Ano yung pakiramdam na part ng dalauna, no? ng choir ulit? At pangalawa, Filipino Mass uli yung pagsisilbihan mo?
It was a conscious effort sa akin na mag-serve kasi as a young kid, hindi ako as devoted to church going. My parents were and still are, but growing up, marami akong distractions back then, you know. So hindi ako as devoted as the next person. Every Sunday ganitong ginagawa. So for me now, in my later stage in life, I guess it's a way to recover some of those lost times. And why the Filipino community? I guess nung sumali nga kami, it was a mixed mass sa Roxburgh Park pa yon. And pero mas nag-tune in ako doon sa Filipino songs and the actual Filipino community who go to mass. And sa akin, mas relevant. It's similar, but having, narinig ko nga yung mga feedback ng mga nakikinig dito sa where we're singing now at St. Francis, is that parang ang sarap pakinggan nung nakakamiss. I guess it goes back to that topic of homesickness. And it's a way to help the people who have either come here for the first time, fresh nga, in Melbourne, or the ones who have lived here for so long and now bigla na lang maririnig nila. So I guess it's nice to be part of that group, mm-hmm. that volunteer group that can bring that to the community. So sa akin yun yung ano, of course, you know, serving our faith and God and all of that. So so that's what that kind of touches me in terms of what I'm doing now.
Bumabalik ba sa'yo yung alaala na nasa Pilipinas ka din?
Of course, especially in times of parating na tayo sa Christmas, di ba? Yung mga caroling natin, Christmas songs, Christmas gospel songs, it brings back those precious memories with loved ones and everything that we do back in the Philippines. So yeah, growing up, di ba, si Simbang Gabi kayo or mga midnight masses and midnight meals and, you know, Noche Buena.
That's good.
So it does. Or mga feast days din sa simbahan, it does bring you brings you back to what we know.
Nabanggit na natin yung pagiging choir at also yung pagiging migrante. Isa sa na-touch na natin kanina ng konti, yung pagiging singer mo din on the side, di ba? Na in a professional way, parang kumbaga, bagaman di mo talaga pinu-full-time career, pero may mga pagkakataon na ikaw ay nagiging front act ng mga OPM singers natin dito. At alam natin na mga Pinoy pag galing na nasa ibang bansa, parang sabik na sabik din ano, na maging bahagi ng mga ganitong klase ng OPMRs.
Look, I am by no means a professional singer and all of that. I guess I've just been lucky to be able to assist kung ano man yung mga shows na nangyari nga. And syempre may mga an idol ko na mga singers like Martin Rivera and Gary Valenciano and Lea Salonga. Yan yung aking trifecta. Yan yung aking inspiration sort of like when it comes to choosing songs. Kasi nga, I grew up naman knowing their music na. Si Lea, yung nag-Miss Saigon siya in the mid-80s. And since si Martin and si Gary V, yung mga albums nila before, yun yung binibili sa akin ni tatay sa akin para pakinggan namin yung magkakapatid sa bahay. So I grew up with those music and those artists. And so, yes, sinuwerte lang naman in terms of shows, both in New Zealand and here in terms of...
Pwede mo kang bigyan no, nung bawa date and also kung sino yung mga nag-fronta ka o yung mga naka-duet mo. I believe si Lea Salonga napakanta kayo ng A Whole New World, di ba?
I did. That was the best experience ever kasi sinuwerte lang ako na mapili ni Lea during the second night niya na nandito siya in Melbourne sa Palais Theatre a couple of years ago, well, more than a couple of years ago now. And then, it was just a moment of, you know, for those people who are wondering, it was purely random. You know, that's why I consider myself very lucky and I very, very thankful na, you know, that I got chosen and be in that opportunity. But tell you what, I was such a nervous wreck when she finally pointed at me. And I'm like, is this really happening? You know, so there's a couple of videos on YouTube, but you wouldn't see there that I was shaking in my boots and my heart was just, you know, pumping out of my chest. And I couldn't hear half the time yung band. Kasi wala naman akong earpiece. Kasi nga, you know, it wasn't really planned. And I was trying my best to just, you know, keep up with the song, and luckily it's a song that I've been singing since it came out, yung Aladdin ng Disney. So I'm happy to say that I've been able to sing with a Disney princess.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a proud moment. I can imagine. At isa pa sa mga naging gig mo before, nag-front act kay Martin Rivera.
Yung local production company here's it was back in 2015, so I can't remember, but sila Kuya Rolly Limon yung director of music for that one, si Lito Limbo, and Lito Limbo ang one of the producers who contacted me and asked me if I could sing with some other front acts, and I said, yeah, of course. You know, Martin being one of the three idols ko. So it was a, and I met Martin himself, so he was very generous and kind backstage, and whilst we didn't sing with him, so we opened up for the show, and you know, to me it was good because after the opening number, then we got to sit down and enjoy the rest of the show with him. So yeah, so that was a good experience as well. Si Gary V naman, so tatlo nga itong kinokolekta kong ano, you know, singers. Hindi ako nag-open, pero nung nag-concert siya sa New Zealand, I was there to watch him and I was part of the production crew. So, you know, that close, but, and yeah, but just thankful for that opportunity. And it's the same with everything else. I don't necessarily go out of my way to say, okay, this is, you know, kinakarir ko na ba to, but I enjoy singing, and if I can, you know, then I try to do it my best. So
meron ka bang time sa buhay mo na bakit pwede ko kayang karirin na rin to? Kasi nabanggit mo na parang you have a full-time job, you're doing a lot of things sa personal, you're part of a choir as well, pero meron bang ganun din moment?
Of course, I think because I sang at a very early age, maybe there was when I was in New Zealand, because I love the Miss Saigon musical, no, and the auditions came there, went there for, I think I was, yeah, I just arrived there, 17, 18. So I actually tried to audition, went through the Miss Saigon school, and it was an eye-opener because mga kasabayan ko, mga semi-pros, you know, mga cheerleaders for the dancing, you know, mga bar girls na nandun, actual professional actors with agents na, syempre, wanted to be part of it, you know. I was unfortunately, I didn't pass all the tests and everything, and I was just going to university as well at that same time. So there was a crossroad na parang, do I give this my all or do I study, which is the whole point of why I'm here. So I thought about considering it. But I guess fate decided it for me, and I just said, okay, I'll do that on the side if I can. And so maybe that's why I did, you know, the band thing and now the choir. But certainly something that I enjoy. So if I had taken that path, maybe I would have enjoyed that too. But
at pagkukwentuhan na natin, dahil nabalitaan ko, meron kayong gagawin na concert gig o dyan sa magaganap, kasama naman ng isa sa mga sumikat din na singer na si Chedi, ano, sa nabahagi ng Smoky Mountain, at andito rin sa Australia, di ba? Ano bang mangyayari dyan? Ninyo, pwede mo akong kwentuhan?
Yes, gusto kong imbitahan lahat sa show ni Chedi on the 26th of October dyan sa Tambayan in Kernley. And look it up sa Facebook, Chedi Music. Basically it's an evening of music with Chedi Vergara, who sang with the Smoky Mountain Group and the award-winning Smoky Mountain Group. Naimbitahan ako together with other performers na makibahagi sa kanyang show. I'm inviting everybody to come and enjoy the evening of music sa Tambayan.
At nostalgia siguro yan, lalo na yung mga nakakaalam ng 80s, 90s songs bang maabangan?
Maraming magandang songs na prepare si Chedi, and so I think it's something that everybody will have fun and enjoy listening to. So yeah.
Nako, abangan natin yan sa darating na October 26, ano?
That's
pero
right.
Ito parang panghuli na lang sa'yo, Ninyo, dahil alam natin na kumakanta ka, pero hindi lang para sa'yo, no, lalo na sa choir, no? Ano yung parang kahalagahan nito, lalo na dito sa komunidad ng Pilipino dito sa Australia? Ano yung kahalagahan ng pag-volunteer pa din, ano? Lalo na sa iba't ibang klase ng bagay, hindi lamang sa pag-awit, lalo na kung di naman marunong kumanta katulad ko. May mga, ano yung mga para, ano yung sa'yo, ano yung kahalagahan nun?
Sa akin, I think it's a very personal choice, no? And it should be. Volunteer work. ang kahalagahan niya is it actually provides you with a support network. It allows you to be malapit sa, especially kung Filipino community ang hinahanap ng mga tao, it allows you to be closer to that, what you're familiar with. Kaya sabi ko kung, halimbawa, in terms of choosing songs, kung familiar sa songs, I feel good about it because I can sing it well. So it's the same thing with volunteering for the Filipino community. Parang alam mo na yung community na yan eh. So, and sa akin, alam ko na makakatulong din ako sa komunidad. So sa akin, it's very important na it takes you away from a negative place to a very positive one. If ever you're in a dark place, and therefore you're helping other people rather than by helping yourself, you're helping other people as well. So I think it's good that for me it's, you know, sabi ko nga, pay it forward, you know. So makatulong tayo, so sana makatulong din sila sa ibang tao din na nasa community who may need that help. So, yun ang sa akin. I think that's quite important na selfless talaga yan. And kasi some people think they volunteer, or do I have to do that? Well, that's the very definition of voluntary work, is you are giving it, not a forced thing for people to be part of. So that's one thing that I think that people sometimes miss, kasi they go, magsa-sign up sila, magbo-volunteer sila, pero wala talaga dun yung puso, di ba? So, I think that's something that people have to be aware of, na you're doing this because you wanted to do this. Yeah.
Oh, maraming ganda na nabanggit dun. Maraming salamat ninyo sa pagsama ngayong araw.
Thank you rin, TJ. Thank you very much sa inyo at saka sa SBS team.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.